Well, joining me online now is Anne Whittaker. We're asking the question on City Talk 105.9. Should magazines come with age ratings? A recent survey from Girl Guiding UK. Listen to this one. 2 out of 5 said they felt worse about themselves after looking at pictures of models and singers such as Kate Moss and Cheryl Cole. And many felt compelled to wear clothes that make them look older or to lose weight. Anne, is this just evolution that young girls nowadays are becoming more mature quicker?
I think they're certainly pressurised. I mean, I think just about every magazine that you pick up has got something on diet, has got something on fashions, always showing the celebs, etc. And, of course, if you look at advertising, it isn't just magazines, you see exactly the same thing. So I think, yes, there's a pressure. I mean, for example, when I was growing up, girls were about 14 before they actually wore makeup, and then
Absolutely.
It was only fairly light. We were about 14 before we wore high heels. These days, you'll see 10-year-olds in high heels and makeup.
Is this dangerous?
I think it can be. I think it's dangerous for society as a whole because it destroys innocence fairly early. It inculcates the wrong set of priorities, if you like. Childhood should be about being carefree and being innocent.
OK, let's take a little bit further, Anne, if we can.
Yep.
And we take girls between, say, 7 and 10.
Yep.
Now, my little girl's age 9. And I have to say, I cannot believe how quickly she is talking about adult subjects. Because what she reads in magazines, because what she sees on TV. Parents like myself, do we then have to, in a way, restrict that kind of, admittance to such material?
Well, I think you'd be very hard put because, as I say, it's all around them. It's in advertising, it's in magazines, which they can get anywhere. It doesn't have to be magazines that their parents buy for them. It's in all manner of things. I think rather than seeking to restrict, or at any rate, seeking only to restrict, I think that what parents should also do is simply to guide and to say, look, actually, this doesn't really matter very much at all.
But the bottom line is they're going to do what they want to do, whether or not we tell them yay or nay.
No, between 7 and 10, that is giving up as a parent.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do. I think between 7 and 10, to say a child is going to do what he or she wants to do and there's nothing we can do about it, I think that is a counsel of despair. I think when you're talking about a 13-year-old, you're then in different territory.
So maybe we need to get into their mindset even earlier than 7. And is this sort of like a partnership between in the home and school together?
Well, it certainly should be. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But to be perfectly fair to schools, I don't think it's there that they're picking up all this information. This is what is coming at them from the television. If one thinks back, there used to be special children's television
Yes.
that was on at specified times, and it wouldn't have gone in for that sort of thing at all. Nowadays, generally, what children are watching into the first part of the evening at any rate is actually adult stuff.
Ah, but this is a niche area, isn't it? This is almost a commercial uplifting that certain people have taken advantage of, this huge marketplace for girls between the ages of 10, 15. And when we live in a society like we do, a democratic society, we can't say no to these people who find a niche in the marketplace to try and make money. Therefore, it'd be restriction of trade, wouldn't it, almost?
Well, I don't know that I accept that either, because I think that it's widely accepted that some things are suitable for children, some are not. The lines have become blurred. And, for example, when there was a huge protest on the part of parents, a very famous high street store actually withdrew some bathing costumes and underwear
Yes.
which it had introduced for little kids that, you know, was more suitable for 20-year-old celebs. So parent power does exist, you know.
It does. I think I've done as much as I can do with my little girl. And I have to say that when she goes into a bedroom, I mean, I can't be there 24/7 looking and seeing what she's doing. And even more impossible, and it is impossible, you cannot know what's going on in their mind all the time, can you, as well?
You certainly can't know what's going on in their minds, and that's been so throughout the ages. But I think, with a 7 to 10-year-old, what's in their rooms can be subject to parental control, and what they come into contact with largely subject, not wholly, because they go to other people's houses.
I agree with you. Now, one of the factors, Anne, I think we need to bear in mind is peer pressure. And when I was a little boy, between about the ages of 10 or 13, I wasn't really worried what my friends were doing, what they were thinking, what the hobbies they had outside school. But nowadays, it takes more. It's more of an important priority for kids, isn't it? To be up with the latest trends, to do what the most popular kid in their year is doing.
I think that's undeniably true. You've only got to look at things like the demand for designer trainers.
Yes.
Realise that, you know, peer pressure is absolutely enormous, whereas when I was growing up in the 50s, it was post-war stringency would never have entered our heads. So we all had hand-me-downs.
It's a different world, Anne, isn't it?
It's a different world. But it is not a world in which parents are wholly out of control. And that's why I say I think parents at home setting priorities, guiding, talking just generally rather than lecturing can do an awful lot.
Yeah, guiding and shaping the right. Now, Anne, when's the next time you're going to be up in Liverpool Way?
Well, I was up there not so very long ago.
I missed my chance to meet you then.
Oh, what a shame. But never mind, I'll be there again.
I'll tell you what, the next time you come to Liverpool, Anne, I'm now going to formally invite you on City Talk 105.9. I'm going to invite you out to lunch, because I feel the need to flirt with you. I couldn't. We had it on the show the other week that no man had flirted with you for a number of years, and I cannot believe that at all.
Well, all I can say is don't you teach your 7-year-old daughter to flirt.
Oh, well, she's already there, I'm afraid. It's in her jeans, Anne, I'm afraid. And tell me, Anne, tell me about your hair. Is it dark or light now?
Grey.
It's grey.
Yes.
You've gone back. Have you changed colour again?
I'm an old lady.
You're not an old lady. You have plenty in front of you. There's no doubt about this. And when you come to Liverpool, will you look me up?
I will.
Is that a promise?
It's a promise that if I can, I will.
Thank you.